The Jury Daily Show is brought to you, as always, by patreon.com/JURY.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No. Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome to this, the Jury Daily Show. My name is Justin Robert Young. We now do this show 4 days a week, which means it's daily. Thank you guys for joining us. Let me just get right into it. It's 4th of July. And I'm a creature of Twitter. I love Twitter. I live on Twitter. If I were to probably add up what I consistently spend the most time at per day, it is looking at and writing on Twitter. It is my primary mode of communication aside from these podcasts, and I adore it. I adore every element of it. I adore the shitty sharing things. In fact, I miss them. I miss the, hey, look, I'm going to get a sandwich tweets. You know? Now that considering every other tweet is either, here's why America is falling apart, or shameless shilling. I love the shameless shilling. I like to shill shamelessly on Twitter. She shills shamelessly on Twitter. I love it. But every once in a while, one of these things, these Twitter memes, they just get under my skin. They just come on and they burrow under. And this is gonna border on Politics X3 territory. However, I got to get this off my chest. Because I would rather literally serve in a second civil war than read another hashtag second civil war tweet. If this has not crossed your social media radar, then please... please, even if you are an atheist, you need to pray to God. Pray to God that you have not crossed paths with this. Like, here's the thing with Twitter memes. They are at their best when it doesn't take all that much to be clever. It takes an inclination, a picture, three words. In fact, here's a great Twitter meme this week. There was the two words that all women want to hear during sex and the three words that all men want to hear during sex. What it is asking for the populace of Twitter to do is to just think of two funny words. Think of three funny words. It is the shortening of it that makes it special. And believe you me, this is a lesson for which I... a man who just shortened an hour-long podcast into a bunch of 15-minute podcasts has begun to really appreciate and love. However, these second Civil War tweets are annoying for a couple reasons. Reason the first. This is all about an Alex Jones tweet. Which, I mean, at some point we're going to have a conversation about the difference between, or the understanding that dunking on somebody is also amplifying somebody. I guess there's one girl that I see in my Twitter all the time. I guess like she brought her AR-15 to graduation. She's like an 18-year-old chick. She brought her gun to graduation, and now everybody is... and she has realized that the more she antagonizes Twitter, the bigger she becomes. So she's in New York, and she's just shitting on New York. She's like, hey, fuck you, you trash-filled piece of shit. Or like, hey, I'm only smiling in this picture because I didn't accidentally step on a fucking heroin needle. Ha, ha, ha. New York sucks, asshole. I'm a fan of the country. Red states rule. Like, whatever. She's trolling. She's trolling. And so everybody wants to line up. It's fucking like Space Mountain. They're lining up that they can dunk on this lady. Mo, fuck you. You don't know New York. You're ugly. You're stupid. Fuck you. You're doing a thing that I don't like. Now let me fucking, let me do a windmill. Mo, dunk on ya. And now all of a sudden, every one of my friends laughs. I'm getting hearts. I'm getting retweets. But also hearts and retweets means that more people see this lady. And she sees the hearts and the retweets. And she's like, great, I'll do another one. Hey, you libtards. Why don't you go and pound sand? I love America and it's never done anything wrong. Yay. Dunking. And the cycle continues. And so this second Civil War thing. The second Civil War thing all came because Alex Jones, who is fucking Alex Jones, man. I don't really know any other way to say that. Like, if you want to interact with Alex Jones, you kind of need to know the rules of Alex Jones. And the first rule of Alex Jones is he will literally do anything for attention. Half of the Alex Jones feed is just like,
well, I'm getting word from my sources inside Washington, D.C. that Donald Trump has been murdered. We are going to see whether or not he survives. Watch my 19-hour Periscope.
I know we're getting into politics territory, so I'm going to pull it back from this and make it more about the Twitter element. I only say that to illustrate that Alex Jones is somebody for whom wants attention. Doesn't matter that Donald Trump wasn't actually murdered. He's literally just trying to get these clicks and page views. So he comes out earlier this week and says that the
globalists have announced via their back channels that we have intercepted that there is going to be a civil war and it will begin on July 4th.
And so, this, of course, became the dunk train. Everybody, oh shit! Civil war on July 4th! Let's make a bunch of jokes about civil war things! And that has culminated today, as it is July 4th, that people want to let everybody know that there's not a civil war. And so they want to celebrate this by writing these kind of Dear Martha jokes. So if you're unaware, this is kind of the Ken Burns documentary style Civil War letter that you would see kind of like as an old illustration of a Civil War, an old black and white photo is zoomed in on very slowly. And normally the idea in actual Civil War stuff would be, Dearest Martha, we have been subsumed on the front lines. I do worry that General Grant is not making the right decision in our advancement. I do not go to sleep for one wink without thinking of you. Yours truly, Ulysses S. Buttfuck, or whatever. And so now it's the worst of all Twitter memes. Because number one, if you're writing that level of parody, you kind of have to be good. It's not like, because if you're reading it, you got to read through all of it. And I know 2018 problems, reading through 280 characters is a chore. But when you see it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, it does get repetitive and annoying. I would rather die of dysentery on the front lines of an actual civil war between liberals and conservatives than I would read any more of these tweets. All right. Let's go ahead. We have high thoughts today, so we got to go ahead and get into the emails. We have a lot of emails. The emails finally came in about the first class upgrade, including some behind-the-scenes information. Behind-the-scenes information. Anonymous writes, honestly, the smartest move you can do if you get an upgrade to first class and your wife doesn't is to give the guy sitting next to your wife in the window seat your first class seat. It happens more than you think, and it drives the flight attendants to a non-plus conniption fit after the flight because invariably the person upgraded has no idea what they're doing in first class. The level of classlessness for the upped passenger grows every minute he or she is in the seat and usually makes us, the pilots, laugh their ass off. Furthermore, I'd say that if you had a choice between a window and an aisle, give it to the person you judge more to be a rube. It's such good fun. You think graciously thanking me for the crashed landing in LGA is what makes my day? No, it's the jokes and the stories. Thank your pilot. Upgrade a rube to first. Keeping the cock door pit closed and locked because I failed customer service. So, here's my question on that. Because when I get upgraded at the gate, which is what happened, do I wait in the aisle with my wife to see who comes in to the seat that I was vacating? Or do I wait for somebody else to sit down so then I can say, congratulations, would you like to take my seat to first? Because that seems like it would be very awkward. And at some point, I would just be easier for me to just renounce my seat to the gate in general. But also, let me say that the idea that people just go and show their whole ass the first time they're in first class, I guess I don't remember being such a jackwad. Now, later in my career, I mean, I am somebody who once vomited on a first class bathroom, but that was because it was an early morning flight and I'd eaten bad shrimp. I love the idea of just weaponizing a dickwad in first class. Of just literally doing nothing but like chugging free drink after free drink. Open bar, ain't it? Sean writes, United doesn't do DMs. All right, so Sean emailed yesterday and he made reference to the idea that he had gotten first class upgrades by interacting with Delta via direct message. And so he says, United doesn't do DMs. DMs are the fastest way to get through to Delta. The person on the other end can probably handle multiple people. I've also used DMs for my family and fiance when they haven't been traveling with me and gotten positive solutions to delays. DMs even got me my SDC with my fiance even after a phone call said no. I don't know right off the top of my head what SDC means, but I will say United does do DMs, but first world benefits, because I have the Premier desk for United. That's actually the easiest way that I get stuff because it just gets me closer to a person who's empowered and can make me happy. And so I'll usually either United's app is really good, so I'll usually just interact with shit very easily through my app, or I will call the United Premier desk. Like, that's what we did when we were coming back from Vegas. We had the canceled flight, and I was able to do everything through the United Premier desk. Silicon Dick Chafe, the question for SDC. Routing Wonk writes, it's an unfortunate rule, but your wife always gets the upgrade. Be glad you were on a one-hour hop when you get the one upgrade transoceanic. It just sucks. I did that. On our flight to Japan, I got fucking upgraded, and I gave it up to my wife. Like, halfway through, she wanted to switch back with me. That drove the flight attendants nuts, because those meals are prepared fairly fastidiously. And since Ashley has dining restrictions being a vegan, they were not a fan of us going back and forth and changing seats twice. Not a fan. Jordan Schaefer says, STC is same day flight change. Oh, yeah, no, I can do that all via the app. Jordan Schaefer says, I used to work in corporate airline sales in partnership with United. The criteria even to salespeople for qualifying for global entry is deliberately kept murky. Generally, for every several million dollars spent a company has on United in the previous year, they'll be awarded a single global entry status, usually given to C-level executives, general counsels, etc. The most I ever saw awarded to a single company was five. It was a semiconductor company in the Santa Clara area. So that is like, that's like real Silicon Valley, like the Silicon Valley that's in the valley and actually making silicon chips. Global services, not global entry. That shit does not get doled out lightly. Like, you have to be a company that is spending millions of dollars, and then they will say, okay, these people that are flying the most for this company will get global services. In honor of the holiday, we are going to do a special edition of High Thoughts. Little explosions in the sky. To put the new underwear at the front, so I use the best available. But should I put the new underwear in the back and old in front, so I'm motivated to get rid of old underwear? You ever think that once you say now in conversation, that specific now is no longer now? Is food racist? What are the economics of billboards? Isn't music just wiggly air?
I just realized that Minty is just cold spicy. What is the combination of the tallest and the shortest people to ever fuck? And did they know they were setting this record at the time that they
As always, you can write in to the show, justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. If you have high thoughts, which we get so many high thoughts, man, y'all get high. I'm just saying, y'all get high because you guys are writing in high thoughts at a tremendous clip. And it is one of my favorite things because I get them in real time. So I know when you guys are getting high. It is very, 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 very funny to me. justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. JustinRobertYoung@gmail.com. Put jury in the subject line if it's about anything else. Put high thoughts in the subject line if it is indeed a high thought. Hey guys, we got some cheap ass games at thecontender.us. If you've never gotten The Contender, the game of presidential debate, it's a game that I invented with John Teasdale. Sold a bunch on Kickstarter. It is the perfect game for the summer. It is about presidential quotes, but it is not political, so do not worry about that. It is a boatload of fun. Social card game, perfect for vacations. You can get it for the cheapest price ever, $17.76 right now at thecontender.us. And if you already have the game, we've got all of our little mini expansions, our buy one, get one free until the end of the week. So go there now. TheContender.us. Use code ROCKETS at checkout. Again, code ROCKETS at checkout. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Justin R. Young. Join the conversation, diamondclub.reddit.com. I will see you folks tomorrow.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.